This is GQDN for Wednesday, November 1st, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by swiftenergy.gg. Get your stuff, preferably the drink mixes. Once you get that, go to the checkout line and put in the word quest in the promo box. That will get you 25% off of your purchase. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we do have the music ceremony announced. I'm sorry, that's the closing ceremony. Yeah, for BlizzCon. Liza P sequel is confirmed. And the Twitch app on Switch is shutting down. But today we begin with Ubisoft. If you're a Eurogamer, and they're saying that the Ubisoft chief people officer is stepping down. Now, the chief people officer is Annika Grant, and she is leaving the company at the end of November, this month, after 2.5 years at the workplace, working for the culture and the HR issues. Now, Grant did join Ubisoft in April 21, and she did say there was a misconduct crisis for the company with some allegations of sexual assault and harassment that were made against some senior employees, which did include Maxim Beland, which was the creative director for Splinter Cell and Far Cry, and the vice president, Tommy Francis. And I did butcher that name. I do apologize for that. But after all that did happen, she did her report, and it was turned down by the higher officials. Later on, the internal mail by the Ubisoft executive, Yves Guillemot, said that her replacement is well underway. Now here's what Ubisoft told Game Industry in a statement. Quote, Grant and her team implemented consequential changes and programs that greatly contributed to fostering a safe, respectful, and inclusive working environment in which all Ubisoft team members can thrive and realize their full potential. We warmly thank her for her many contributions. So she is off to, quote, pursue new opportunities. Now, in September, this last September, she did say that Ubisoft was now on the correct path. So we shall see what happens to Ubisoft and where she goes next. But that's not the only bad news. Sort of bad news. Dot Esports, hitting the esports corner, did say that Evil Geniuses will be laying off some people. And what Dot Esports is saying is there's a lot of people that have been laid off by the said organization today. And that's according to some social media posts from the former employees. Now, some of those employees include the creative director, Antonio Bonello, graphic designer, Jose Ramos, and the vice president of the operations and studio, John Jung. In fact, Kevin Hitt on X did say on Twitter, Evil Geniuses have begun a round of layoffs that could be vast, with some teams getting the axe. Hearing that there is some disappointing and huge news coming from a very popular esports organization tomorrow very soon, trying to lock the story down. Stay tuned, esports. Well, I went backwards on that, but that's me. But he was right, and he told himself he was right there on X. But that's not the only trouble that happened, because if you remember, back in the Street Fighter tournament, someone forgot to turn their skin off. That's why you got to see Chun-Li in the birthday suit. So PCGamer.com did provide an update, and right now Capcom is cracking down on the problem now, because on their YouTube channel, they were focusing on, quote, anti-cheat and anti-piracy measures in PC games, which means they're looking at Resident Evil, Street Fighter Studio, and they did warn the other devs of some of the, quote, reputation damage caused by malicious mods, end quote. So they are cracking down on that stuff. Now, the presenter did say that, quote, the majority of mods have been a positive impact on the game. Some mods, however, have been detrimental to the company, both in terms of reputational damage and in terms of workload. There are a number of mods that are offensive to public order and morals. When these are dismantled, the image of the product tarnished and branding is affected. So they did try to contact Capcom, but there's no word of that update yet. We know who else likes to crack down on things, but not this time. And that is Nintendo. Because according to Eurogamer, the Twitch app will be shutting down on Switch. Well, there's some more things going on there too, but Twitch is ending its support for the app on November the 6th. Because new users will not be able to download the app from the eShop. And all users will lose access from the Twitch app on January 31st, 2024. But only for Switch, not the PlayStation and Xbox. Not yet. Now, Twitch users did get an email from Twitch, which did say, quote, "We're reaching out to let you know that we made a hard decision to remove the Twitch app from Nintendo Switch." So, why was it removed? Well, they are thinking, that is Eurogamer's thinking, is that the app was not used enough. People weren't watching Twitch from said app. So, but Twitch did some more talking. And people were talking on the appeals page. Because some of the streamers did believe that they did not violate the community guidelines. But the Twitch statement did read, quote, "As we've chatted with you to better understand your experience on Twitch, we have heard that many Twitch is equal parts community and livelihood. Both these things are hugely important, and losing either can be overwhelming. We believe that keeping our community safe, making sure everyone feels welcome, and able to participate, and providing room to grow and learn from mistakes are all important and possible. We want you to find a community here. We also want you to provide the resources and support you need to be the best possible online citizen, both on Twitch and wherever else you spend your time." Now, just an update of what's going on in Destiny. Push Square did say that the interest in Destiny 2 is at an all-time low. Well, part of that reason is, at least according to the article, that the layoffs did happen, and people may have heard the news about that. Well, you listen to us, you've heard that news. That said, that has delayed the game. The DLC that's supposed to be coming out this year, but now has been delayed to next year. That's the final shape. Oh, I'm sorry, it was supposed to be next year, February, but it's pushed back to June. And Marathon has been pushed back to 2025. So, interest is going down. Maybe they need to finish the game. We'll see if they do or not with Marathon. IGN is also talking about some DLCs because the Lies of P could get its DLC now. So, Lies of P has sold nearly 1 million copies in the last month. And that was a month after the studios called Round 8 did get it launched on nearly all the consoles, with the exception of Nintendo. And IGN did like the game too, because they gave it an 8 out of 10. But in a director's letter video, Juan Choi did show off two sketches. And it is a tease that the Lies of P could have its DLC, furthering the story, quite possibly. We shall see. Talking about games, PlayStation Plus. And we haven't talked about PlayStation Plus games for a while, so here you go, PlayStation players. There are some new games coming to PlayStation Plus. So what could they be? Well, for November, there'll be the free essential games. It's Aliens Fireteam Elite, Dragon Ball The Breakers, and Mafia 2 The Definitive Edition. And Sony did announce on Wednesday the players can download the trio on PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 games beginning next Tuesday. Voting day. Yay. So, if you like those games, they will be there for you. For all you PlayStation Plus members, like me. Now we end with what Blizzard has announced last night. And they will have, for the closing ceremony, Le Sserafim. This is a K-pop group. So, if you're into that stuff, a whole bunch of ladies. And it's going to help with Overwatch 2, because that's who they're teaming up with. In fact, Overwatch did say on X, quote, "The Seraphim and Overwatch 2 is coming to BlizzCon. A collaboration with the K-pop sensation The Seraphim continues with a special performance on November 4th. Get your tickets. There are some tickets still available. And we are available too, you know? Because we are all a part of Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news.